Welcome back to the Epic Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about eliminating energetic drains in your life and business, which take away from your ability to build the epic vision that you desire. This is something that I am passionate about. I would not call myself a woo-woo person, but I definitely have a little woo to me. And I do believe that it is absolutely critical that as a leader in this world, you have to learn to manage your energy, especially if you're going to be out in the front of audiences and or, you know, leading your clients, leading your audiences, and, you know, really leading your family. You've got to learn to manage your energy. So I'm going to be going into detail about some of the lessons that I learned in wasting energy in my personal life and wasting energy in my business life. And these lessons were not only oftentimes extremely painful, but they were also extremely financially costly, painful, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to be sharing these with you because we all have these lessons. Your business will only grow to the extent that you do. And as a leader, we're always going to be on that ever-evolving mission of identifying the things that are keeping us from our most epic life and epic business and healing them and or removing them. And that's what today's episode is all about. So let's dive in. You are listening to the Epic Podcast, the show for maverick women entrepreneurs who are ready to kick the status quo to the curb like last year's Louboutins, elevate their brands, and create market-disrupting businesses. I am your host, Kelly O'Neill, and it's time to get epic, ladies. Let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Epic Podcast. Okay. Bear with me on this one because I swear I have a point and I've got some notes here so that I can kind of stay on track. When I do solo episodes, I can tend to squirrel a little bit. So bear with me for a moment. So have you ever heard a song where you thought to yourself, oh my God, they wrote that song for me, right? We've all had that moment. And, you know, I think back to like when I was in high school and I mean, the cassette tapes I had that were made for my boyfriend of hairband love songs. I mean, talk about freaking epic. Those things are amazing. I wish I hadn't gotten rid of them because there were so many things. But you hear these songs and you think, oh my God, they are made for me. Well, several years ago, I was dating, you know, trying to find my person. And this has always been a struggle for me. This is one of the things that I have had challenges with in my life. I could probably do a whole nother episode on that. And if you are a single woman who is in a leadership role, who is powerful, who is dynamic, who is kind of a badass, well, if you know, you know. Right? So every guy thinks they love you, but then they're like, oh, wow, you're a lot. Anyways, I digress. Not the point of this episode. But I heard this song that kind of became my anthem by Allison Arahita. And I think it's pronounced Arahita. That's what Alexa says. So we're going with that. So she wrote this song called Don't Waste the Pretty. And she wrote this song about this guy that was basically bringing her down and causing her lightning to start fading away. And Allison in her song is reminding her, like, don't let like your brilliance slip away. Don't let your lightning fade away. She's like, girl, you're worth so much more. Don't waste your pretty on him and don't waste your pretty on pain. And when life gets too much, don't just give the pretty away. And then she's like, don't waste your pretty on life because it's going to fly on by. And whatever you got to say, just don't waste your pretty. And I freaking love that song. And I remember driving around after I'd be on one of these ridiculous dates or I'd have this ridiculous encounter with a guy and I would be driving around in my convertible BMW and I'd be singing this song at the top of my lungs, like a complete, like, I'm sure people were looking at me like, I don't know what's going on with that chick in her car, but you know, she's really feeling it. And I love that song. And I would sing it from the top of my lungs. And I do not have an amazing voice. So you're welcome that I didn't just try to sing it to you. If you've not heard that song, I'll include it in the show notes so that you can go and listen to it. It's definitely one for the playlist. So I realized, you know, I realized in that moment when I was listening to that song, like, I don't know why I am wasting my energy on these guys. Well, you know, and really, like, thinking about it now, it's like, why do we waste our energy on anything that isn't aligned with what we want to create in the world? We only have a certain amount of energy. Energy is finite. In fact, actually, for a lot of us, especially those of us who are high performers, or those of you who are more sensitive, like, I'm an empath, I'll share that in a minute. But money, we can always go make more money. There is ample amounts of money in the world, right? There's no limit on the amount of money that we can get our hands on. We can spend all the money we can get our hands on in a lifetime. But time is a finite resource, right? We all have the same 24 hours in the day. And one of the things that I've learned as someone who has built a very multiple different high performance businesses, time is not even usually the issue. It's energy. Because I will run out of energy more so than I will run out of time. Now, part of that is because I am an empath. And I learned this later on in life. I just always knew, like, I called it my spidey senses. Like, I just knew, like, I knew, like, I knew whatever I knew, right? Whether it was this person's no bueno, or this editor, you know, back when I was in PR and my clients would be pitching to an editor, I'm like, oh, this is bad. Like, they're not interested at all. Like, I can feel the feelings of the people that I'm around. That has actually been a phenomenal gift for me to have. I felt like I had a medical diagnosis. I'm like, what do you mean I'm an empath? Like, I what does that mean? Like, am I broken? Actually, no, it means I'm just highly attuned to the feelings and emotions of people around me. It goes beyond empathy. I can actually feel the feelings of others. And if I'm not careful, I can actually take those feelings on, right? At like a deep emotional level. So, you know, I've got to be really careful about who I put myself around. Some of you may be listening to this being like, I have no idea what this lady's talking about. Google it. Some of you might be like, yes, I'm an empath. I completely get it. Either way, doesn't matter. The point is, we got to be careful with our energy, because our energy is a finite resource. And by the way, this whole empath thing, I researched it because I was like, what kind of woo-woo bullshit is this? I'm telling you, it's not. This shit is real. So we've got to be careful about our energy, because we only have so much. And when you are looking and committed to building an epic life and an epic business, you've got to be really careful how you allot your energy. Right? You've got to be really protective of what you're giving your energy to and who you're giving your energy to. Because when you run out, you run out. And if you're allowing yourself to be in situations or around people that drain you, then that is really going to take away from your ability to build the epic life and epic business that you desire. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're here because you are extraordinary. Otherwise, it literally wouldn't have come across your radar. Here's the thing. I'm woo. I'm not woo-woo, but I do believe in the universe, and I believe in kismet, and I believe that there are no accidents. And you wouldn't be listening to this right now if you weren't meant to be. And it's either because you are curious about building an epic life and epic business, and you're on that path, or you've already done it and you're like, I want to be in the energy of epicness. And so you are attracted to either my solo episodes or my interviews with these epic entrepreneurs that I am interviewing and sharing with you. So one of the things that I would love for you to learn from me is, I realized at a certain point, you know, and this was a gradual learning in different areas of my life. Like, when I heard the Allison, you know, Don't Waste the Pretty song, I'm like, oh my God, I've been wasting the pretty on these ding dongs, right? But I learned it at different levels of my life in different ways. So as an example, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you know that one of the things that set me on my path to epic, in episode 2, I talked about having to overcome pretty significant childhood trauma. And one of the things that I really had to get over in my personal life was stop trying to get people to love me. And I had to learn to stop trying to control them. At a certain point, I had to realize, like, my parents are my parents. And me trying to go to the ends of the earth to get them to love me, because you, one would think that would be natural, it was a waste of my time and energy. Or trying to get them to stop abusing me and stop abusing each other. Or trying to get my mom to stop drinking. This was all, I put a lot of energy in trying to get people to show up in my life in the way that I wanted to. I drained a lot of my energy. Or dealing with friends who really weren't friends. You know, they were people. One of the reasons I moved out of the Bay Area is because I had created a life for myself that I had built out of a place of trauma. And when I started to kind of ask myself in various areas of my life, and by the way, if you're one of my friends and you're listening to this and we're still talking, this doesn't include you. So before, you know, I'm sure that the people that are listening to this that I'm not talking to, if you're listening to this, I'm talking about you. I'm just going to be real frank. But, you know, dealing with people, I realized that I had chosen a group of friends that I was dealing with out of a place of trauma. And when I'd stopped and asked myself, would I choose these friends today? I realized no. And guess what? These people, I allowed it. So I allowed them to completely drain my energy. You know, sometimes they were using me, they were taking advantage of me. There was drama, there was chaos. And I realized at a certain point that I was like, I do not want, like, that energy takes me away of building the life that I want, you know. And oh, the countless douchebags I dated, by the way, a few amazing ones along the way that I am still very good friends with. But oh my gosh, the amount of energy that I wasted on really just unhealthy, toxic relationships with men. Oh my God. Right. Is any of this resonating with you? You know, maybe this isn't the case with you. Maybe like you didn't do this in your personal life, or maybe you're like, oh yeah, I did it in my personal life, but I did it another way. You know, really looking at it, and it's not the point about what you did in the past. It's what's draining your energy in your personal life right now, because everything that is draining your energy, right? You are either feeding your energy to create epic or you're draining it. And you know, we're always going to have energetic drains. Like, you know, there's things that are going to happen. Like, life happens. You know, your washing machine is going to blow up and it's going to be like, oh, I have to deal with this. Or, you know, something's going to happen to the, you know, to the house or to the kids or the dogs, or, you know, something's going to happen and it's going to drain your energy. But it really is watching, like, what is that energetic balance that you have? And are you pouring more into the cup than you're allowing to take out? And where are the holes in your cup that you need to patch up? Or do you just need to get a new cup, right? Like, that's what I did when I moved from the Bay Area. I was like, I'm getting a new cup. I'm moving to Vegas. And I moved to Vegas not knowing a single person intentionally, because I wanted a fresh start. I wanted to create my life on my terms. I wanted to not be constantly dragged back in to the energy drain swamp that I had grown up in and built for myself. So I literally left. And it was the best thing I ever did. No one thought I was going to leave, and everyone thought I was going to come back. And I left and I never went back. And I am super happy about it. Right now, I'm not saying you need to be as drastic as like upping and moving, but where are the energy leaks that you have in your personal life that are draining you from creating this epic business and personal life that you desire? You know, and again, I learned these lessons at different ages. Like, I learned the parent thing around 30. I learned the dealing with friends a little bit later. And the douchebag thing took me even a little bit longer. I did have the opportunity to marry an amazing man. It ended up not being my man, but like, it's not like I've only dated douchebags. I should say that. But really, I've had my fair share. So in my business life, I've learned things also at a different level. So one of the things that I learned was about doing things that I didn't feel passionate about or aligned to, because some one trick Pony mentor told me to. And I'm a big believer in hiring experts and taking their advice. Like, I don't want to be an asshole, right? An ASK hole, meaning that like I ask for help and then they tell me what to do and then I ignore them, right? Because I see that all the time with entrepreneurs. I don't want to be that person. But I also think it's important at a certain point to think about the things that really do align with you. This is part of what I teach in my profitology process is there's so many different, everyone is different. Everyone has different strengths. They have different genius. They have different things that they're passionate about. They have different things that they're good at. You know, I get a lot of compliments on speaking and you guys have sent me a lot of compliments. The new one I get all the time now is I love your podcast voice. I'm like, well, it's the same voice I've had my entire life, but thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm glad it's not grating on you. So doing, you know, but doing things that you are aligned with, there's other things that I'm like, I do not want to do that. Like I'm really, for whatever reason, resistant to Clubhouse. Don't know why, but I am. I just don't want to be on it anymore. And so every time I put it on there, I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do this. And then I'm like, I really don't need to do that because there's so many other ways out there for me to be able to reach my ideal clientele. So doing those things that I didn't feel passionate with or aligned with, you know, or running, you know, doing this really low level marketing or this all this mass marketing shit, like I am not interested, but I did a lot of that in my business life. And I just allowed it to really drain my energy. And now I'm to a point in my business where I know that there's things that I'm going to have to do that I don't necessarily want to do. Like that's business, right? That's also called adulting. Like there's things like, you know, I don't love going through pages and pages and pages of financials every month, but you need to do it if you're running a business responsibly. So I do it, you know, those are the sorts of things, or sitting through operations meetings because they need me to approve things. Not my favorite thing to do, but I got to do it. I'm not talking about those sorts of things. I'm talking about things that, you know, like working with certain types of clientele, I don't feel passionate or aligned with it. I, you know, doing certain marketing things, not passionate or aligned with it, those sorts of things. I've also allowed this was a big one. And I learned a very valuable lesson in this. Working with the wrong clients who didn't value my expertise. I so wasted the brilliance on this and it drained my epic. So I came from, as you know, corporate America, where I was in some of the top boardrooms in the world with some of the biggest names in brand marketing, public relations, technology. You guys know I launched Quicken 98, 99 in 2000. Like I've been in many a room with millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires, and I've consulted with a lot of those people. Well, when I left the corporate world, and initially I started in tech, and these people would hire me for, you know, $10,000 a month retainers, and they valued my expertise and they made millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars at least. And they really got it. But then when I got into this more entrepreneurial world, somehow or another, I started ratcheting my client list down and down and down. Because again, part of it was that I was taking advice from these mentors and they had me going after, you know, a lot of lower level buyers and doing a lot of mass marketing and a lot of like digital courses and stuff like that, which honestly, like didn't really work out for me. But what happened was, and this is important, this was the big lesson around this, is that I was working with a lot of clientele who I was not matched to, because like my sweet spot is working with people that are on the strong path to seven figures, but even sweeter than that are the ones that are going from seven to eight and eight and beyond. Those are my sweet spot clients, you know, and I used to get so frustrated working with these newer business owners, or really, I'm going to be blunt, hobby business owners drives me batshit. And the reason why is because I'm always trying to get them to do real business. And that's really not what they want. They may or may not know that, but that's not really what they want. They want to play business. And it was just such a wrong fit. And so, you know, over the years, like they would be frustrated because I'm trying to get them to do real business and like act like business people. And they were getting frustrated because they're like, no, that's not what I want to do. And it cost me, oh my God, you guys, you have, I mean, honestly, like it's got to cost me close to the $15, $20 million range doing that. And the energy drain, the financial drain, I mean, forget about it. Like the number of people that we've had to send to collections and or that stiffs us on their bill because they don't understand business. They don't value business. But let me just tell you, what it did to my psyche working with these people. At a certain level, I started to forget my genius. And that was the real, real cost of it. I forgot what I knew, because I went from talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 figure business challenges and solutions down to talking to people that couldn't break $100,000 in 15 years. And the mindset at that level and the conversations at that level, like I went from talking about like complex, like market entry strategies and market disruption strategies and creating, you know, million plus people movements down to talking to people about why they're afraid to make a sales call. And what happened is when I did that, you know, it wasn't until a mentor said to me, because I was so frustrated. And I'm like, they just don't get it. They're not doing what I tell them to do. Like, it's so, oh my God, it's so irritating. Like, if they would just listen to me, I could help them get, like, I'm giving them the keys to the kingdom and they're not listening to me. And it wasn't until someone said to me, and I don't remember who this was, because I would totally give them credit because it was a paramount statement in my life. Someone said, yeah, that's because you're throwing the keys of a custom Ferrari to someone who doesn't even have their driver's license yet. And they're more than happy to just ride around on their skateboard. They don't value it. That was like one of my, oh fuck moments. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. That's what I've been doing. And it was so frustrating for me and so energetically draining. The amount of energy that I devoted to trying to get people to listen to what I was saying, it took me years to figure out that not only was it like, that's not my job, right? My job isn't to make them do what I said. My job is for them to tell me what their business problems are and for me to provide a solution, and they're either going to do it or they're not. And that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to provide them with strategy, not to, you know, browbeat them until they do it. So that was like my first level. And when I stopped doing that, like I stopped wasting so much energy. And then it took me a few more years before I realized like, these are not my people. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there are people that are in their second half of life. They don't have to work and they want a passion. They want to make money from it, but they want to have a passion-based business. There's nothing wrong with that. Now what I say to them, like, I love that journey for you, but I'm not your person. Right? I'm the person that takes people from 7 to 8 to 9 figures and beyond and helps them build an epic brand and an epic life on the back end. So knowing who your ideal clients are and making sure that you are not wasting your genius on the wrong clientele, because they are not going to get it. And that is not a dig on you or your brilliance. And it really wasn't until I got back into the room with other, you know, women who were making 7, 8, 9 figures and realized that I was solving their problems with no, like I'm snapping. That's snapping. Like I was solving their problems right, left, and center. And they're like, oh my God, I never even thought of that. And they were so thrilled about it. And then I have all these other clients that are also paying me, you know, huge amounts of money, 6 figures a year. And, you know, they call me up. They're like, I have a problem. I solve it. And they're like, oh my God, you just made me like $1 million. These are my people. These are my people, right? Not these people that don't value your expertise. So if you are working with people who do not value your expertise, if you are dumbing yourself down to your clientele and you don't enjoy it and you're not profitable with it and they're not listening to you, stop wasting your brilliance. Don't waste the epic energy. Same thing to go with team members. You know, I had someone look at the team I built and they were like, oh my God, they should have been paying you to consult them. Like these people, like the amount of time and energy that I have wasted grooming people that really should have been paying me to consult, that were draining my energy. Like this, I think was like my last big lesson that I learned. You know, I had invested $1.5 million into my business and my team pissed it away under my management. Don't get it twisted. I take responsibility for it, but they pissed it away because they didn't do what I told them to do. And I kept trying to nurture them and raise them and support them and be a servant leader. And I wasted so much energy trying, because really in my head, I was trying to be a good leader. I was trying to be a good servant leader. And, you know, my COO came in and she swept the back end of my business and was like, oh yeah, they hoodwinked you. And that, let me tell you, that was a hard freaking pill to swallow, because I do not assess myself as a stupid woman. You know, I have made a lot of money. I have very successful businesses. I run very successful businesses for my clients. And I realized it took me a lot of time to get to the place where I was like, I just had a really big lesson to learn here. And in working with my advisors and, you know, my spiritual advisors, my shaman, I really identified what the lesson was. And, you know, maybe in a future episode, I'll dive into that and share that whole learning, because I do believe, like, when we've made these epic errors and these horrible mistakes in our life and our business, it's not because we're stupid. It's because we have to learn from them. So now that's one of the things that I do in my business, is when I start to feel energetically drained, that is the key moment where I go, wait a minute, something's not working here. And I take a step back now. I take a step back and I'm like, I'm not wasting this. Like, this is my energy. And I'm very careful in my business today about, and in my life, I'm very careful in my life and my business about who I allow into it, how it's going. And I put the bullshit to a stop right away. I put the bullshit to a stop right away, because the truth is, there's always going to be people out there, you know, it, like I love that saying, not my circus, not my monkeys, but sometimes it is your circus and it is your monkeys. And it is up to you to be like, I'm checking out. Like, I don't want to be a ringleader of this anymore. I'm out, you know, and sell the circus to someone else. Walk away from the circus, fire the monkey, whatever, get better trained monkeys. I don't know, but whatever you do, protect your energy. Don't waste your brilliance. Today's call is all about that call for you to shore up your life and honor your energy on a daily basis. Look for those areas where you are leaking energy like a sieve and stop it, right? To quote the old Bob Newhart video, stop it, right? Make those decisions in your life right now and in your business to conserve your energy, to build something truly fucking epic. You guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. You can pop on over to my blog or connect with me on social. I'd love to know how this resonated with you and what changes that you are going to make as a result. Talk soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Epic Podcast. And if you did, please share this show with other amazing women entrepreneurs and leave us a review so that we can reach more women who are ready to get epic. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday for a new episode. I love to get connected with my listeners and see what awesomeness you are up to. So if you'd like to get on the insider's track, subscribe now to my VIP list where you can text with me directly, receive exclusive content not available to the public, and get epic behind the scenes information and resources to uplevel your game. Subscribe now at connectwithkelly.com.